SRN News, I'm John Scott. President-elect Trump announcing former Representative Doug Collins of Georgia, a chaplain in the Air Force Reserve, as his pick for the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Bernie Bennett with the story.
A lawyer by trade and a member of Congress from 2013 to 2021, Collins is a staunch supporter of Trump and was one of his biggest defenders in the House during Democratic-led impeachment hearings against the then-president. Since leaving Washington, D.C., he served as legal counsel for Trump. Collins joined the Air Force Reserve in 2002 after serving 2 years as a Navy chaplain in the mid-1990s. He later deployed to Iraq in 2008 as part of the 94th Air Wing at Dobbins Air Reserve Base in Marietta, Georgia. Trump said in a statement, Collins would be a great advocate for current and former service members. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the economic front, General Motors laying off about 1,000 workers worldwide, mostly white collar. Rita Foley has more.
GM has had to develop and update gas-powered vehicles while investing in electric vehicle battery and assembly plants. Last April, about 5,000 GM white-collar workers took the company's buyout offers. Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson said last month that GM is on track to reach its goal of cutting $2 billion in fixed costs by the end of this year. GM has about 150,000 employees worldwide, the largest group in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Michigan. I'm Rita Foley.
And North Carolina-based Advance Auto Parts is closing more than 500 stores. The announcement as the struggling car parts retailer posted disappointing quarterly results. Tropical Storm Sara has made landfall in northern Honduras and threatens to dump torrential rains across parts of Central America and southern Mexico. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 338 points now. This is SRN News. The Pope makes another controversial appointment.
In a move that is almost certain to enrage conservative Catholics around the globe, Francis has selected as his new pastor to the papal household a priest who embraces homosexuality. Roberto Pasolini has delivered remarks in which he questioned the condemnation of homosexuality in Scripture and suggested that King David and his friend Jonathan might have been gay. Many conservative Catholics fear Pope Francis is moving toward approval of homosexual marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats who wield control of the Virginia legislature are hoping to make their state the first in the South to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. Under Virginia law, the General Assembly must pass proposed amendments twice in at least 2 years, with a legislative election sandwiched between each state House session. After that, the public must approve the amendment in the ballot box. The governor is not involved. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the road ahead at the Federal Reserve with Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The Fed is expected to announce another quarter point rate cut next month after a cut last week and in September. Speaking in Dallas, Powell said inflation is going in the right direction.
With labor market conditions in rough balance and inflation expectations well anchored, I expect inflation to continue to come down toward our 2% objective, albeit on a sometimes bumpy path.
Powell was asked about President-elect Trump's plan to impose sweeping tariffs.
The answer isn't obvious until we see the actual policies.
Powell also talked about the independence of the Fed. Donald Trump has asserted that as president, he should have a say on rate policies. Ed Donahue, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James announcing that operators of 4 nursing homes in New York will pay $45 million to settle claims they neglected and mistreated residents. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.